like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
This is It's Movie Time.
It sure is.
Now look, we may be highbrow, but we have to review for the people.
Yes, and why I love Margot Robbie so much.
What movie?
Suicide Squad. What else? What else is out there playing right? She's a good West Side type of girl.
She is.
Boy, that she had a great ensemble cast.
James Gunn is the director. He did Marvel's side, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which was, the best of the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe.
So he comes to direct the losers of the DC crowd.
The losers they are. God love them.
And the key for both of those, the one he saved both franchises, is the sense of humor.
Yes. I mean, this is so over the top, which has made it so much fun.
This is Comedy Central.
This is your written review of the movie that you posted on WCBE. I thought was spot on, and I liked how you opened it. You do this, you die. And she comes back with, you know, our little Harley Quinn character played, marvelously played by Margot Robbie. Personalized license plates, you die. There's so many throwaway lines.
Oh.
I'd like to see it again. Just
tell me.
Catch some
I'm with you. We did.
And we're hooting and hollering and laughing, carrying on.
Struck me as a part of the reason this is such a successful film is that even their minor characters, Gunn, somehow magically made them memorable characters, and yet they have just a short time each to establish themselves.
Yes. The first squad that you really don't care about, the first squad that basically went into this. I mean, and you talk about Hitchcock's MacGuffins, and here the MacGuffin that you really don't care about is this, like, little South American island nation has this dictator and has the weirdest looking multicolored starfish monster.
Yes, right.
Which I thought was in a way hysterical, as it's huge, and when it breaks out, it's lumbering around, and it looked like, you know, the Pillsbury Doughboy.
It started out by the very stern Viola Davis as the director of their black ops. She's a wonderful foil for all of them.
The villains that she springs from jail to send them on this suicide mission, almost like a Dirty Dozen.
Right, yes, it is.
What I got a kick out of were some of the other supporting people, like the nerds who worked for her in the control
room. Oh, yes. Underneath them is their willingness to overthrow her. The 2016 Suicide Squad was a failure.
It was still enjoyable, but this one, much more so, because I really like the supporting cast.
Idris Elba provides a little bit of weight as the leader, but he and Cena have a great combination there, trying to figure out who's the better killer between the two of them.
Yes.
And Cena, super right wing. He plays it absolutely just right.
What was it they said? Wearing a toilet on his head? No, it's not a toilet. It's a helmet of truth or whatever.
And he says, I call the peacemaker.
Yes.
He says, I support peace at any cost.
Orwellian doubles.
It is the way that Gunn structures it so that he comments upon the United States as it intrudes on other places.
Yes.
What? We had Groot in one of the others, right?
He's so, one of the Guardians of the
Galaxy. Right. So this one we have Weasel.
Looked like a giant rat.
That's Sean Gunn.
His brother.
The one you could ignore, but you can't. King Shark.
Yes. Sly Stallone. His mumbling.
Yes.
Does a great job in that. As he eats people, and they're leaving, and he's looking at all these dead bodies. Mmm. Num num. Yes.
The polka dot man is really weird.
Nerdy, effeminate type of guy who definitely has mother issues.
You think?
Oh my. Well, and at first I'm thinking, why God? What? You know, because as he would get ticked off and throw these polka dots, you know, at people, and he thinks of his mother.
Do you have any advice for people?
I would say, go to it. I'd strongly recommend it, but be aware that it is violent, it is bloody, there's gore, and but also go in with a sense of disbelief.
And I would add, suspend your disbelief, please. Just go in and know that it's silly. It's
yes. Go and take some popcorn and go num num. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.